USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines and safety measures. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning, period." Investigators think they know what caused yesterday's fire at a Philadelphia row house that killed 4 adults and 8 children. The DA's office has confirmed that a child playing with a lighter near a Christmas tree may have been what started the fire.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
President Biden spoke to the nation as he marked 1 year since a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol trying to stop lawmakers from certifying the 2020 presidential election results.
Here's the truth. The election of 2020 was the greatest demonstration of democracy in the history of this country. More of you voted in that election than have ever voted in all of American history.
Members of Congress also remembered what happened to them at the Capitol on this day. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said democracy should always be defended.
The attacks on our democracy are ongoing.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said democracy didn't lose that day. She said that was largely due to the heroic efforts of Capitol police officers who were injured or died defending the Capitol.
I ask all members to rise for a moment of silence in their memory.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
French regulators have fined Google and Facebook and ordered them to make it easy for users to reject cookies on their platform as it is to accept them. The National Commission for Informatics and Freedoms fined Google more than $169 million and Facebook more than $67 million for violating the French Data Protection Act. The commission found that the tech companies offer a button allowing the user to immediately accept cookies, but do not provide an equivalent solution to allow users to reject cookies. They said too many clicks are required to refuse all cookies. The committee said they considered that this process affects the freedom of consent, since on the Internet, the user expects to be able to quickly consult a website. The fact that they cannot refuse the cookies as easily as they can accept them influences their choice in favor of consent. Along with the fines, they ordered Facebook and Google to provide French users with a means of refusing cookies that's as simple as the existing means of accepting them. They say if the companies fail to provide such an option, the committee said the companies will be fined about $113,000 per day. A representative for Facebook's parent company, Meta, said the company was reviewing the authorities' decision and remains committed to working with relevant authorities in many different countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.